to talk about the Olympics real quick. I'm never normally into the Olympics, but this morning, okay, so my boyfriend and I got Peacock just for like a month or two so we can watch the Tour de France. That's the only reason why we got it. And we couldn't wait to like cancel it after the Tour de France to let Peacock know that we only got it for the Tour de France. And now it's over. We don't want you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Except they're going to be doing the Olympics. So now we're torn because it's like, I'm not that into it. He is. But this morning, I watched the trials for the women's hurdles. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what this is?
Where they jump over the thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a 400 meter hurdle. So there's this girl named Kendra Harrison. They call her Kenny Harrison. She holds the world record for the 400 meter hurdle. She did it in 12.20 seconds. 12 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're like, uh-huh. That's a really, really crazy. It's a lot of hurdles. So I happened to catch it this morning. I watched her qualifying run or jumps or whatever they call them. I'm telling you, she went over those hurdles like they were nothing. She didn't even fly over them. You didn't even see her body. Like all the other athletes, all the other women were just like, like hunched over, like, and you could see them like struggling to get their leg up. Not her. She did it as if she's one of those like Barbie dolls I used to play with as a kid where the legs bend backwards. She was like, the legs just like, it was nothing. It was nothing to her.
Mm-hmm.
And she smoked these girls. I mean, it wasn't even funny.
And she's
28
American?
Years. Yeah, American. Okay. She's 28 years old, which is also interesting because most of these athletes that are going to the Olympics are teenagers.
Yeah, she's on the downside.
Yeah, she did the 2016 Olympics. Now she's back for now, and she's a
senior citizen there.
At 28, she is.
Yeah, compared to everybody else. Yeah, I hate when you were in gym class and they would make you jump over those stupid things because they were trying to find the one or two people who had the skill to do that. I hated it because I'd always end up on my face. Hated those things. So if you can jump over one in an hour.
Uh-huh.
My hat's off to you.
Yeah, she jumped over like 40 of them in 12 seconds.
Yeah, in 12 seconds, that's crazy. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I ran track and field, but looked at my tiny little legs. They didn't even ask me to try the hurdles. Like, nobody ever said, why don't you try the hurdles? They were like, okay, you'll do the 100-yard dash, and you'll be the anchor on the relay. That's all we need you for. Otherwise, sit over there on that bench and shut up.
You can run under them. There's no way you're getting over the top of them. No, those are horrible. And I just always thought I'm going to crack my face open the minute I try to jump over one of these. But those people do it like it's nothing. And at 28, that's crazy.
No, she did it like it was nothing. The other girls, they were jumping like a human being does. You know, like they were like lifting a leg and you could see them like, you know, pulling their body in and all the technique. Not her. I'm telling you, I've never seen anything like it. She flew over them like she was in a Harry Potter movie and it was some magic trick she was doing where she was just like, and she was amazing. It was just amazing. So now I'm obsessed with Kendra Harrison. She has 10 brothers and sisters. There's 11 children in her family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They showed a picture during her Olympic trials of the little bus that the parents use. One of those buses that they use for like a short bus from back in the day, but theirs is like white.
Church and has bus. These,
like a church bus, exactly.
Right.
That was their family car because there's 11 children and two parents, and most of them were adopted. There was like, I think a couple of biological children, but they're mostly adopted. She was adopted. Every single member of her family was there in the audience watching her during the trial. And they had like t-shirts on, purple t-shirts with her name on it. It was so beautiful. They were so supportive. It was just, I'm in love with her. That's
it. How do you get that many tickets? They probably go, here's a ticket for you plus one. Mm. No, but I have 28 people in my family. I don't know what to tell you.
Nobody goes to the trials. That's why they go to the Olympics. This was the trials to get you to the Olympics. So, so that was pretty cool. So, okay. So as you mentioned, COVID is already a problem at the Olympics. Another person today, we heard a U.S. gymnast tested positive for COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's favorite 17-year-old tennis player, Coco Gauff, is going to miss the Olympics because she tested positive for COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Two South African soccer players today tested for COVID, and six British athletes from Team Great Britain were forced to self-isolate because on the plane coming over, somebody in their posse, not one of the players, but somebody involved with the team, had COVID.
Yeah, you work your whole life to get to the Olympics, and this is going to shut it out. That's horrible. I mean, you've worked so hard. I mean, the 28-year-old lady, I mean, how many more is she going to have?
No, this might be her last
Olympics.
This
could be her last one. And if they shut them down because of COVID, that's going to suck. I mean, they shut them down last year because of COVID. And it looks like it's getting to that point now where they might do it again.
I know, and they're all already there. That's the thing. So, and opening ceremonies are on Friday.
Oh, is it that soon?
Yeah. So opening ceremonies happen this Friday. And it's interesting because it's just going to be your usual pomp and circumstance where they do their usual, they come out and they do the, whatever it's called, that march, you know, the march they'll do. Nobody famous is supposed to be there. No one's performing. You know, it's just going to be
the people that need to be there.
The people that need to be there, yeah, whatever, the parade of countries or something like, whatever they call it, something like that. I don't know much about, I apologize that I'm messing this up. I don't know much about sports ball and Olympics, but I'm learning, I'm trying.
The Olympics is a little bit more than sports ball.
Yeah, that's true. So if you are a betting person, put all your money on Simone Biles, because I went and I looked at all the odds of, like, from Vegas and all the experts and all the sports ball people who know everything, they are all saying Simone Biles is going to win gold in every category, the floor exercise, the vault, the parallel bars. Mm-hmm. She'll win an Oscar, the World Series. She's going to win gold for things she's not even in because that's how good she is.
Basketball.
Right. Right.
She'll win.
Yeah. And then the last controversy with the Olympics right now is what's going on with the beach volleyball players. You hear about this?
Mm-mm.
Oh, this is, you'll love this one. So the beach volleyball players, I don't know if you've seen what they wear. They wear little tiny bikinis and like a sports bra. That's what they play in. That's what they play beach volleyball in. Well, there's a team in Norway that said, we're not wearing these little teensy tiny things anymore. Our butts hang out. We're not going to be sexualized and ogled at while we're playing our sports. We're wearing shorts. And they all got these little matching cute little shorts, not even like boy shorts, like bicycle shorts to wear.
Hmm.
And the Olympic, when they were in the trials and whatever, the Olympic powers that be said, that's not the right costume. That's not the right uniform. We're going to ding you on points for wearing the wrong thing. You're not allowed to wear that.
I can understand that in the water when you're swimming, but when you're on the sand at the beach, I don't know how, if you're wearing overalls or a bikini, how that's any different.
Right, right. I wonder how that got started, that women have to wear bikinis, because men don't have to wear banana hammocks.
See? It's not right. You should be able to wear whatever you want outside the water. If it's not going to mess with your water, how fast you go or whatever, and it doesn't matter. You're jumping and hitting things.
Right.
So I don't know how that helps you or hurts you.
Yeah. So that's a big issue that women are going to be fighting this time around for the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And all right. So maybe we got you excited to watch the Olympics. I don't know. We don't work for NBC. We don't care if you watch them or not. I just thought it could be interesting this year.
Yeah. The only time I watch the Olympics is when I flip past it and go, oh, look, I'll watch it for like 5 seconds.